I am personally very excited to hear from these two ladies from Round Rock ISD, Dr. Amy Grasso and Attorney Cynthia Hill. Dr. Grasso is the Director of Behavioral Health for the Round Rock ISD. She has brought and introduced a number of innovative programs in that district, including developing a behavioral health services department. This department staffs a number of social workers, including a social worker dedicated to staff mental health. She's a trailblazer, a published author, and a frequent blogger and commentator on mental health issues on her blog, amybigbgrasso.com. I'm personally a big fan of both of the Bigby sisters, and Amy just happens to be Amanda Bigby's younger sister. Attorney Cynthia Hill has devoted more than 30 years to representing Texas public schools and private schools, including higher ed institutions, on all sorts of matters in private practice. She bleeds orange, having graduated from this fine institution two times for undergraduate and her law degree. And I want to read from her bio because I could not say it any better than this, that in the summer of 2022, Ms. Hill decided that she was tired of living life in six-minute increments and had not attended enough school board meetings that lasted until the wee hours. She accepted the position of general counsel for the Round Rock Independent School District and told her son that he needed to graduate college because he was off the payroll. You'll be happy to know he graduated the following semester. Welcome, Dr. Grasso and Cynthia Hill.
Thank y'all so much. You know, for the last couple of years, we've really been focused on student health. Y'all may remember the really excellent presentation that Amanda and Amy did last year. And those of you who are, you know, kind of tuning in late and looking at me are probably going, wow, Amanda really needs to start taking care of herself. Moisturize, girl. It's really kind of a problem. But I am about 20 years older than Amanda. So increasingly, though, even though we've been focusing on focusing so long on our kids, which is great, we need it to. They had a hard time through the pandemic, and we really needed to focus on their mental health. It's time that we really start looking at our employee mental health. Now, as I think Kevin was talking about this earlier, just 2 years ago, and you could not say enough good things about teachers. Man, you had celebrities writing all sorts of editorials about them. You had my secret husband, Dave Grohl, doing tributes to them at the inauguration. I mean, their stock could not have gotten higher. However, in the last couple of years, the stock has dropped kind of like a Black Monday. And right now, they are subject to so much criticism, so much micromanagement, that it is not a wonder that we have increasing mental health crisis among our staff. Surprisingly, this has not been, oh, you've got that, sorry.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, we have not seen the correlation in lawsuits that we would expect. We're hearing about it on the district level, but we're not necessarily seeing the same rise in lawsuits. I want to think that's because we're handling it so well at the district level that nobody has to sue us. Unfortunately, I know that not to be the truth. I think there's a lot of factors which Amy is going to be able to go into with more detail. The strongest one, as I'm seeing, is the stigma that our educators feel about admitting to any sort of mental health issues. So I'll let her get into that a little bit. I'll let her get into that a little bit more. So let's basically, what my point is today, so we have enough time to get into the things, best practices and things that could actually help the situation, is to talk to you about the actual law. And there's only really two main laws, three if you count the Texas Labor Code, which of course we do count, but it's very, we've got the similar positions. as we do in the Americans with Disabilities Act.